This is KUT. This week, we're partnering with Hospice Austin and StoryCorps to hear the stories of people whose lives have been touched by hospice care. Today, we hear from Sarah and Tom Lucas. In 2012, they lost their son, Will, to cancer at age 8. They spoke with their former Hospice Austin grief counselor, Renee Bradford Garcia.
So we separated our heads and our hearts a bit and knew that we needed to give Will a death that did not have pain or panic. And so that was our whole goal.
This was the hardest part, just figuring out how to not have him be afraid.
Palliative and hospice, I think it was an aha for us that they're all about life.
Right. How do you take advantage of the time you have left?
And you guys really took that seriously and were setting up trips and cramming as much family time and good time in as you could.
Yeah.
So one of the things you had tried to do as a family was a trip to Dallas.
Yeah. The Lego Discovery Center, and they have, they're
kind
of like cruise ships on land, these resort hotels.
And Will was a huge Lego
kid. That was his Make-A-Wish trip. Mm-hmm. And Darcy and I fell asleep in one bed, and you and Will were still playing Legos in the other bed. And you were having a tough time with the Legos because
he was getting, by that time he was getting confused, and so I just said, maybe it's time we get some sleep. And so he closes his eyes, and I guess it was about 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning. I wake up and I'm hearing Will is vomiting, and so I'm pulling him upright and trying to clear his mouth. And I'm waking Sarah up and Darcy, and it's all of a sudden, it's time to go. It's time to head back.
So then we start driving. Will can't sit in any kind of car seat. So I sit in the back and Will is facing me on top of me. And he's incontinent at this point. And Darcy's in the front seat with Tom. So we are driving about 3 a.m. from Dallas home. And Will is not unconscious, but he can't speak. And I figured this was the last time maybe I was going to get a hug. So I need to tell you, Tom, too, that I never felt pain or panic from him in that whole trip.
So you got him home. Hospice came and set up
an IV, got everything going. Mm-hmm. And Chaplain Joe from Dell Children's came over, and my best friend Reagan came over that day. And then you and Darcy were behind Will. He was on his side. Then I got down on the floor, so I was eye level with him. And he stopped breathing. And there was so much love. All we did was try to pour love into him and to Darcy. And he did not have pain, and he did not have panic. And we had so much fun, and he knew he was so loved.
That was Sarah and Tom Lucas talking about their son, Will, who died in hospice care in 2012. This piece was produced for KUT by Michael Lee. To hear more stories in this series, go to KUT.org.